you and praise the Lord. Probably not. Well, gospel, as you may know, means good news. And this gospel lesson does not, at first glance, make us feel good. The world will be turned upside down. Nations will rage. Disasters will literally shake the earth. And that's just the beginning of the birth pangs. Anyone who's had a baby or has watched someone have a baby or has seen a TV show where a woman is dramatically in labor knows that birth pangs are no joke. They are intense and painful and can seem like they will never end. The same could be said for wars, for those who experience natural disasters or hunger. And we all wonder, when will they end? Well, in the case of births and of wars and disasters, the end is a good thing. After a disaster, there's a lot to sort out, but then the rebuilding can begin. I have a friend from high school who lives in California, and this past week, she was posting daily updates about the wildfires that were burning all over the state, threatening people's homes and lives. She was watching the night skies lit up with smoke and firelight and praying for rain to come and end the threat. The end of war brings peace and safety, at least for a time. We hope and pray that lives that have been threatened or even lost are met with a world that's a more just and safer place to be. And the end of birth pangs are met with the best gift of all, new life. In a true miracle, the pain and anguish of several hours or several months ends, and the cries of the mother are replaced with the cries of the newborn, drawing their first breath. Despair is replaced with hope. I can't help but start to turn my mind towards the hope that's coming to us again. Our country takes some time this next week to celebrate Thanksgiving, a day that I wish came more than once a year, and not just because I love turkey and pie. Because I think that the more thankful we can be, the more joy and hope we can find in this world. We spend most of our time wringing our hands over the news of the day, the tragic shootings that seem to occur weekly. But out of the rubble and the anguish of our world comes a new day through our Savior Jesus. He warned us of the trouble of the world, but he also came to bring us hope. Mark 13, which our gospel lesson is from, is full of warnings about the cost of following Jesus and what the end times will be like. If you want to have nightmares, read Mark 13 before you go to bed. Jesus says, "Beware that no one leads you astray. There will be impending wars and disasters coming." He tells us about the challenge of preaching the gospel. He says to his disciples, "You will be beaten and families will be torn apart, but the one who endures will be saved." He warns us, as we heard in the children's message, about false prophets, people who will come and lead us away from Jesus. But the chapter ends with Jesus coming again in great glory. We will go through scary times that may tear us apart, but that does not mean that God has abandoned us. He is coming for us. Jesus tells us to keep awake, keep your eyes open and looking for him. And just when you think it's the end, he will be there. Because we know Jesus, we are never without hope. He is with us even to the end of time. His birth, his life, his resurrection fill us with hope. Our reading from Hebrews says that through his sacrifice for us on the cross, we can have confidence and clean hearts. We don't have to go through life feeling like we're never going to be good enough. We are good enough because we have a God who is good and who looks on us with love. So we have a God who gave us his own body and blood to bring us closer to him. So, listening to our reading again from Hebrews, let us approach with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who has promised is faithful. When we feel afraid, let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. When we worry about what we hear on the news, let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. When we feel like our lives are falling apart, let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. When we are burdened by the weight of our sin or the sins others have committed against us, let us hold fast to the confession of our hope without wavering. Remember at all times the assurance of hope we have in Jesus. But the Bible doesn't just stop at comforting us. It says we are to use this hope to go out and comfort others. It's not just about what we do individually, but about what we do in a community. And I think we have some good examples of that here around me today. Hebrews continues, and let us consider how to provoke one another to love and good deeds, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. We aren't just here for ourselves. I know I need other people to remind me of that. When I get too cranky, I need someone to help me see the good. When I get too tired, I need someone to help me so that I can rest. When I get angry, I need someone to bring me back around to being loving. Let's be those people for each other, and let's find our love, our goodness, and our hope in Jesus. No matter what we feel, or no matter what the world brings, let's gather up all the hope and love we can, because we need it ourselves, and the world needs it even more. Thank God for the everlasting hope we have in every situation, through our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. Please join me in a prayer for our world. God of mercy, whose presence sustains us in every circumstance, in the midst of violence and the aftermath of loss, we seek the power of your love and compassion. In these days of fearful danger and division, we need to believe somehow that your kingdom of peace, in which all nations and tribes and languages dwell together in peace, is still a possibility. Give us hope and courage that we may not yield our humanity to fear, even in these endless days of dwelling in the valley of the shadow of death. We pray for our neighbors in and around the world and in California, who in the midst of the grace of ordinary life have faced threats to their safety. We can be hostages of fear. Help us to break that cycle in the hope that we know through Jesus Christ. We ask for courage for those who are suffering, wisdom and diligence among our global leaders, and for our anger and sorrow to unite us in service to you and to the reign of peace. In these days, open our eyes and our hearts and hands to the movements of your Spirit, who flows in us like the river whose streams make glad the city of God and the hearts of all who dwell in it and in you. In the name of Christ, our healer, our hope, and our light, we pray. Amen.